Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Didn't you go to Palm Springs like 2 weeks ago?
Man, like 3 weeks ago, yeah. I'm ready right now, again. Is that ramen or is that like a little bowl, Kev?
Ramen.
Like, is that from a place that you just added hot water to that?
I added hot water to it.
Kevin, you are too rich to eat like that. Why don't you love yourself?
What's up, man?
Hello, Meg.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Ty Davis. I've never met you. Nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you too.
Ty Davis,
is this is you behind you?
And that flyer behind you.
You said what?
91316.
We can't see your face in that flyer behind you.
Oh, you can't see it? All right, let me see.
I see the boy by clear though.
Well, you know, it's a message. I'd be sneak dissing people on the low. That was for my ex.
No, I want you to put it up. I just wanted to be able to see it.
I don't know how to.
I want me to try to do it.
I thought it would show everything. How do you, can you move it around? You
just put it back. I don't know.
Can you size it? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, obviously Megan wants to do her hair like a 7-year-old today.
Shut up, Kevin. At least I have hair.
Man, why are you doing a side bun today?
Why are you in my business to hear you ain't combed your hair since 1972? You don't have any hair, Kev.
At least our hair matches our age. You look like you want to go get a Choco Taco and do Double Dutch outside.
Don't be mad because I'm young. I'm in Mac and I'm like a PYP out here. Thank you, Ty. They don't know nothing.
I got my little. You are past the age for doing the 8-year-old hair.
Shut up, Kevin.
Shut up. I mean, she got the side bun. I got the centered bun.
But that's adult, Ty. You look respectable.
Happen to come in here.
You don't know. You have a whole unit of hair. Don't talk to me
about
it.
Your bills are paid on time, Ty. Meg looked like she'd be eating Sour Patch Kids on the stoop.
Well, that is 100% a lie. I am behind.
With Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the bag.
She said that's 100% not true. I am behind.
I am delinquent, and I just got a don't let me catch you on the street notice from my car insurance. So I should probably pay that soon.
Our insurance be like, all right, then crash. Don't call us when you crash, and don't call us if somebody crashes into you.
I ain't driving my car no way, fam. How are you going to increase my car insurance in a pandemic? I'm very upset about it. And then I try to call them, and they ain't answering the phone. This is a toxic relationship, and I want out.
Where's she calling from? I was asking to hear where you get coffee from.
I'm drinking the cold brew.
You drink cold brew?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You do, Kev?
I do.
No, you do?
I do. I feel like cold brew, it gets to the point faster. It'd be like, wake up.
You drink coffee, Kev?
Yeah, when I'm tired. I don't drink it, like Tahir drinks it more like ritually. I just drink it when I'm really tired and I have to shoot or perform.
Yeah,
I didn't know you did drugs.
Caffeine is a drug, though.
It is. Hey, Kev, you did really good. I liked your comedy show on Friday, and Deacon and Sister Thomas, I got them a ticket, too.
Watch it?
Mm-hmm. It was fire.
It It was great. I really enjoyed it. I was texting everybody doing the show.
Man, we have a lot of good comedians in our class. There's a lot of really talented people. What I like about it too is that it's even like Pat, who doesn't do traditional stand-up, at what he does, he is one of the best people to do what he does.
Hey, come on, man.
And I kind of like that everybody, like before the internet, it was like you either did stand-up or you were an actor. There was no other way to be comedic. You couldn't be like a podcaster. You couldn't be a content creator. And I like that the different, you know, mediums allow people to be creative to their strengths, as opposed to like forcing it to be like, I need to do stand-up. I need to be in a sitcom. I need to be in movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody can't be Eddie Murphy. That dude can literally do a TV show, a movie, a stand-up special. He can sing. He literally does all things well. Everybody ain't that. Everybody's not Pat. I can't sing and rap and play the piano
all at the same time, too. Pat, use one of the monopods. Why don't you just put the phone on a monopod? Why are you resisting it? We got four.
There's help here. There's help here, right.
Because he wanted to show us his cleavage. He out here being thotty.
He did have his whole little breast all in the camera.
He did. He had little whole times out there.
Whole time, I'm trying not to be creepy because one of my girlfriends literally just said to me last night, she's like, I have a crush on Patrick. And I was like, okay, well, that's cool. So.
What? Hey, everybody has a crush on Patrick.
I know, until they find out he can't defend them, and then it's over.
Well, they just need to know how to fight. That's all. I was going to be one time that couldn't protect me.
Yo, Meg, what is your problem?
I love Pat. He knows that. But Pat is always, look, I love Pat, but I'm going to be honest about him, okay? Ladies, if you don't have your weight up and you can't fight, don't look to Pat for that, okay?
Meg, I think you would. Pat, straight up, you are my boy. If you fought Meg, I would put $1,000 on Meg. No lie.
Wow. What?
I would put $1,000 on Meg. Straight up bare knuckle brawl. I feel like Meg might watch you, bro.
Kev, you wild as hell, my boy, because I would put way more than $1,000 on Meg.
Y'all are terrible.
I'd probably go about five on Meg.
$5,000?
I put five on me, too.
Cause this is what Meg
that's not fair. Meg has been doing cage matches since she was 7 years old in Thailand. She had to do cage matches for space on the rice paddy. There were territory fights.
Hey.
Yo, the thought of Meg in a cage match, you think, bro, Meg coming out UFC, they were like, here comes Scoop, another armbar, knockout, Ronda Rousey's dead.
She's punching herself in the head, smacking herself.
Bro. Yeah. Meg gonna confuse you because she gonna fuss at you first to the point where you get like shut up, and then you flustered, and you can't think right, and then she gonna start wailing on you.
Meg beat a panda in a TLC match, tables, ladders, and chairs. She's the intercontinental.
Who was explaining what a TLC match was for me? Oh,
yeah. Keep on, Pat. You still can't fight.
I can fight.
You can't.
I can fight.
That didn't sound convincing at all. I can fight.
I can fight my way out of stuff. I feel like you fight
Dungeons and Dragons type of fight, like
hilarious.
Like that kind of fighting. Where you talking?
We're not all masters of the nunchaku, Meg. Meg will fight you like water style, wind style, earth style.
Probably.
Honestly, bro, straight up, Meg might take me 8-9 rounds. I don't know.
8-9 rounds.
You think you would set my turn me out?
I got hands, bro.
Kev, I don't think you got 9-9 rounds in you, bro.
No.
Against Meg?
Against anybody, unless it's food.
If it was a pie eating contest. Pie eating contest, he's going the whole 12.
I said, I'll beat the freckles off you.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. No. I'll punch you.
You ain't winning nothing either.
That's what my little sister used to do when we used to be about to fight. Okay, now you got your BET uncut flyers.
I'm trying to.
I don't know how.
This ain't your OnlyFans profile picture. You wanted your couch.
I'm trying to put a picture like this.
Hey, young boys.
You better get that money, Ty. Don't listen to them. Post that OnlyFans.
Y'all know Ty only mess with young boys. She's a cougar. Like, she's a self-proclaimed cougar. She only like guys that are like 10 to 15 years younger than her.
Wait, really? Why, Ty? I always want to know why. Why?
So here's why. Because it's about the naivete. It's about the control. It's about them not knowing any better.
Oh, they you literally want to take advantage of them.
Absolutely. 100%. Because they think I'm amazing. Like, they have the fervor to desire me and worship me. And I'm like, wow, you think I'm great because I have a car? My car is, like, falling apart.
A car? Like, wait, how young are we talking? 14?
Well, I'm 40. So, like, I like that. They got to be 21 and up. So, I like, you know, 21 to 27 is like optimal. Like 26, really.
You want your August Alsina?
Yes.
But you know, do you get tired of like having to take care of him and having to teach him so much?
No, see, that's the difference between being a cougar and a sugar mama. See, a sugar mama can be any age and takes care of the man. A cougar teaches the young man how to take care of himself. So think of me as you know, a real estate developer. I'm rehabilitating these young men, and they are brownstones, and then I put it back on the market and it increases the property value. I'm doing a service.
Okay? Ty is flipping niggas. You flipping niggas. I got him.
That's what I'm doing.
He was worth a Super Nintendo. Now he's at least worth some Jordans and a PS5.
I literally dated a younger dude one time, and like he had some weed and it had like a bad name, and I was like, nah, you should call it something else. I helped him market and rebrand his weed, and his sales went up. All I'm saying is that I'm helping. I'm a community activist. Some people feed the homeless. I date younger dudes.
Niggas leave you refurbished.
They do. They're better.
Freshly renovated.
She's doing the Lord's work, is what you're trying to tell you.
That's what I'm doing.
A lot of women are thankful to you for upgrading.
You know how many resumes I have done? Man, what? Shoot. That's hilarious. You know, because you know, younger dudes usually just fill out job applications. I'm like, no, young man, let me tell you what they're doing now.
Listen, Ty sitting down with the legs crossed when they come in, and she be like, take your pants off. Let me see if you wash your ass.
Yeah. Let me see. Come here.
With the rollers?
Ty is Claudia. You know Claudia from Snowfall? Listen, young
they're
man.
Just younger. They're not underage, so I don't.
No, 21 don't is fine.
Yeah, 21 is fine. That's hilarious.
Because they need to be able to go to the store and buy me some wine and some cigarettes. Because if you can't, I did date a cub.
That's a cougar for real.
I dated a cub that was under 21, but he was super fine, and that's when I exercised my he's old enough to vote package, and you know, so.
I was a cub and I didn't even know it. You say what?
I was a cub a couple times and I didn't even know it till I grew up. And it was explained to me. And I was like,
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on over here.
A lot.
It's ran by.
Somebody grab a baby.
My mother-in-law, because my baby done bust in here. She's supposed to be watching them.
Meg was the BBC interview.
See, that's why I'm
see the baby walk in. Did you see the baby to here?
I didn't see the baby.
His head was like right here, so you couldn't see his whole face.
Oh, he was tiny out there.
He was naked, running around with his little baby underwear on.
Let him be out here, man. Don't put no constraints on him. He's a man.
What? He's not seeing bare butt on all of my stuff. No.
No, don't let him be on the video, but don't put diapers on him, man. He's been through enough.
He don't have diapers. What? He wears little underwears now. He's
potty trained?
Yeah. He's not even two. I got him potty trained, bruh.
I'm sure he knows sign language in
person. You're a tyrant, Meg. That's what that means, that you're a tyrant.
How many months is he, though, Meg?
Like 22?
Oh, that's really good that he's potty trained already.
Man,
is this your only child?
Yes, he's my one and only. You love him.
What you read, the baby?
27-year-old named Denzel too, but this is her new baby.
Well, does he need a name?
I don't know. But my mom told me I was late because apparently in Korea they get them potty trained by one. So I was like, oh, I'm behind.
Jesus. By one? Okay.
She said, yeah, my mom told me I was potty trained at 8 months, but because I couldn't walk, she's like, because they practice like taking you to the toilet, they have to hold you because clearly you're a baby and you can't walk. And so you just get used to, you know, peeing on a toilet. And so by the time I got
here, you were potty trained at
8 months. Yeah.
You pee here, I throw you in river. You pee here, I throw you in river.
This is so racist, Pat.
It really is.
Oh, that is beyond racist. That is so racist. Megan, how do you know a baby potty trained at 8 months if they can't tell you they have to go to the bathroom?
Because they, like, what you do is they don't wet any diapers. Because you constantly take them to the toilet. Like, every hour you're holding them over the toilet. That's what my mom said.
Kind of like Pavlov's dogs, in a sense?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So then by the time they can actually walk, they know to take themselves to the toilet. That's why my mom said I was potty trained by one. She was like, yeah. And she said in other countries, she was like, yeah, we don't go past no one. Like, people are not, this is America that they spend diapers money until they like four.
That's true.
They don't play that in other countries.
You think Korean babies be judging American babies? Like, I learned how to pee by the time I was one.
Absolutely.
Still doing all that?
Your parents
are dumb American babies.
Crazy. All right, well, this is a great place to start. Let's jump right into the first topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? To hear more, I want to let you know that this episode of Squadcast is sponsored in part by Blue Chew. Now, let's talk about something that we could all use a little more of. I know what you're thinking it is, and you're right. Sex. But not just good sex. We're talking great sex. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've just been sitting around the house. I ain't really feel like doing much of anything until I pop a Bluetooth. And then I'm ready to get the party started. Not even go hold you. Let's get it going. And that's because Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day and night, even on a full stomach. And because they're chewable, they start working up to twice as fast, so you can be ready whenever the situation arises. I know I am. Listen, Blue Chew is made in the USA, and it's prescribed online by licensed physicians. Do you know what that means? It means a couple things. Number one, no more awkward trips to the doctor's office. You're welcome, okay? And because it's made in the USA and it ships directly to you, it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy. So no more awkward lines at the pharmacy either. This is a win-win, guys. It ships directly to you in a discreet box. Nobody even knows what's going on. This is strictly on the hush-hush. All right, and we got a special deal for all our listeners right now. All you have to do is check out BlueChew.com. That's right. Head over to BlueChew.com. Blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com. Use our promo code SQUAD, and you will get your first order completely for free. That's right. It is free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Come on. I know you want in on this. Get in on this. Head over to BlueChew.com right now. Enter our promo code SQUAD, that's SQUADD, and get your first order completely for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You're welcome. Listen, BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, all right? So we thank them so much for supporting our podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, that supports and makes our podcast possible. So again, big shouts out to Blue Chew. Make sure you head over to BlueChew.com right now. Use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and get your free order today. Just pay $5 for shipping.
All right, first topic of the day is, what is most important in a partner? Them being intelligent or funny?
Dang, I need them to be intelligent.
Why you just said you wanted Cubs.
Because I'm the funny one. I'm the funny one. And with the Cubs, you know, they're like, it's like a blank palette. So I can make you intelligent.
He sound like Professor X, School of Talented Negroes.
That's exactly what it is. I'm an ex-woman.
I don't know, man. My wife is really, obviously really intelligent, but she's also really funny. I think it would just be, man.
Be boring, right?
It would be boring if she was funny, but not, it'd be fun if she was funny, but not intelligent. But it would be frustrating if she was intelligent.
Which one is more like doable? Is it more doable to be with someone who's not funny and boring, or someone who just be saying stupid stuff and you're just like, what?
Wait, but why do we assume that somebody who's intelligent and is not funny is boring?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because like it. if you're intelligent, you have a sense of humor. So I don't need you to be funny. I just need you to get when I'm funny.
That's a good point. That's a good way of looking at it. But here's the other thing. If you're not intelligent, you won't get my funny.
Right.
But what if you're like funny? Well, here's the thing. Intelligence to me is like, that's interesting. That like for the rest of your life, you'll always have something to talk about. And you as a person will always have something to learn because you're with somebody who is intelligent and more than likely will teach you something, right? That's interesting. But if somebody's just funny, like what if they're just stupid and...
Well, just because they're funny, if you pick one another, doesn't mean that the opposite is the ultimate extreme. So just because they're funny doesn't mean that they're completely dumb or they're ignorant to everything. They may not just be like the most book smart. There are certain things that you have to teach them. And just because they're intelligent doesn't mean that they don't have or they lack a complete sense of humor. It just might just mean like they don't make the jokes. They laugh at all yours, so.
So what level of intelligence are we talking about? Because that's important. Because you could be super intelligent to the point where you're annoying and you're just like, yeah, did you know
that? No, I think whatever works for you, Pat.
Like Meg, you mean?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Why are you guys always attacking her?
And I'm like, because they're misogynist.
Worthy, Ty. You just met her.
Don't listen.
Like, this I've seen you do. Guys interact, and I'm like, why are they always bullying her?
I don't like bullying her?
Meg, yeah. Ty, you got to understand, Meg would take our lunch money at work, okay? She would make us line up and turn our pockets inside out. She's the bully, if anything.
I am so nice and so kind to you.
Listen.
That's what I get from you. I get that she's a nice, kind lady.
Pat is wearing his shirt like that right now because Meg isn't here. If Meg was here, she would have snatched him and fastened his shirt for him. She's a bully. She's a tyrant.
No, because I care about him. He gonna catch a chest cold out here showing his neck.
See, look at that. Nurturing. She's a nurturer.
Hey, real quick though. Who is that?
Who? Who's who?
We never did the Ty. Pat never met Ty.
I'm sorry. Hey, Patrick, I'm Ty. I was like, who is?
What's up, Ty?
She's a comedian from Baltimore. Done a couple shows with her. She was also on Heart of the City, the season that I was on Heart of the City.
Pat, you could have just said, hey, I see your name in the corner, Ty Davis. Hello, my name is Pat.
I was going to let
I can't
rock.
See everybody.
To hear it was on Heart Attack of the City.
Kev, wait.
I remember I was randomly somewhere at a hotel with Melissa and we just turned the TV on and you were on there. I was like, yo, weren't you on with Dustin?
Yeah, that same season, yeah.
Oh, but not the same episode?
Nah, because we was in St. Louis. It was me, Vince, and my boy Princeton.
You know what? They must have come on back to back because I saw yours and his the same day. But you had a really good set.
Thank you. What show is this?
A Heart of the City.
Ah, Kev, don't worry. This year you're going to be on Enlarged Heart of the City.
Hey, yo. Wait.
See? Wow. See, Ty? See?
Whoa.
Nobody talking to Meg. She wasn't provoked. She's just a bully.
Megan, when that man finally leaves you, you're going to be on Heartbreak of the City.
I mean, she was supporting what Kev said,
Enlarged,
so it wasn't
Heart
like
of
she,
the City you know. Is
But that was really, really good.
Really good.
I was trying to defend you to hear. Come on now.
you weren't defending nothing.
I was. He came for Tahir. I had Tahir.
You saw an opening and you went for it. Don't you try to bring
whatever, Tahir. I had your big wide back. And you know what I mean?
What are you watching where you think she's the good guy?
That's what I want to know, Ty.
So like it just seems
be like the Joker like, was bad. I thought the whole
like I've seen Joker. I've seen you guys together a couple of things, and it just always I was like, why is everyone just why are they doing that? Like, you know, I'm an empath, and I was just like, oh, I feel like she's being attacked. You know,
self-defense.
But that's what they do here, Ty. They are mean, and I've had to grow cold like this to survive.
Nothing happened to her in quarantine. Her powers have increased tremendously in quarantine.
That's why I'm here for the baby. Because if we're getting this over Zoom, what is Lil Mav getting in person?
He's getting potty trained before too. That's what he's getting. Okay.
I feel like Dragon Ball Z roasting though. We came back with a little glass on our eye. Like since the last time we've seen her, her power is off the charts.
She trained on a fat dude just hanging from a chain like this. He just joke at him all day. You old fat ass. That's her Rocky training. It's just a naked fat guy. Please let me go.
What? I'm so hungry. We just be going on with our life after this, and Meg just be like, all right, I'm gonna get Kev with this, to here, I'm gonna get with this.
So what I hear you saying, Kev, what I hear you saying is that you're intimidated by her being prepared at all times. That's what I
know. I'm not intimidated. I am surprised because if you knew Meg, the producer, the beginning of her time at All Def, she was intelligent but not funny. She was just a great host. She was super organized, but she did not crack a joke for like.
Because you didn't know me. I was always funny. Y'all just didn't know me yet. That's really what
okay, you didn't show time. Us you your. Downtime. Personality outside of like your work personality, probably until great taste, maybe.
Well, yeah, probably.
And even then, you weren't really roasting the first episodes of Great Taste. You didn't really fire like that, like crazy.
You know what? I was saving you in the edit, Meg. I was saving you in the edit.
No, I don't know why, because y'all would never laugh, but I promise
it
you.
It wasn't this, funny.
But I would say the same. Yo, Kev, you would say some of the stuff I've already said, and of course you're laughing, because all y'all be laughing at your own joke.
Funny. Just because it's a funny sentence.
You laugh at your old jokes, Pat be laughing at his. I realize that's what I got to do now. That's what I learned from y'all. I'd be like, ha ha, you got to enlarge
her. No, we're included in the funny, though. The funny hits us, too. That's why.
Meg, if you just laughed at yourself, we would just be like, that's not funny. It's only funny to you.
That's what y'all do to women. And I understand women in comedy. Ty, isn't it hard for women in comedy for that exact reason?
Yes, men are constantly... They're constantly intimidated about how much funnier I am than them. So I can relate to your
Ty, I'm going to have you on just to prove I'm not intimidated. To hear, give me Ty's number. I want to have you on Keep Your Distance Comedy just to prove I'm not intimidated by your funny. I'm not... Pat's
no, but you've had... I've seen you had women on your show. Like, I just saw the one where you had Precious Hall... CP, like, I think that was the most recent one.
Two powerful black women.
Yeah. Okay.
Precious.
Wow.
Killed.
Yes, wow. It
is. Precious killed. But for real, Ty, I want to have you on one of the shows coming up.
Cool. I'm with it. Thank you.
We'll help you get caught up on your car note.
I don't have a car note. I have car insurance. See?
Insurance.
And that judgment right there is why I date younger men. Because to him, he's thinking, wow, you paid your car off? Yeah. Or I just bought it at an auction. He doesn't know. He just sees a woman with no car note. He doesn't know.
It seems like you're going a little younger than you're telling us. You're like, you're saying 21, but then when you go into the stories, you're like, yeah, they're so impressed that I drive a car. It's like, that sounds like a 15.
No, okay, because to qualify that, I'm in Baltimore, and Baltimore men are really different than everywhere else. They're like, their idea of going out of town is going from East Baltimore City to West Baltimore City.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's traveling. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, you want to go to D.C.? I got a show. They're like, whoa, D.C.? I'm like, yeah.
Wait, isn't that like 30 minutes away?
It. It's like, it's 30 minutes away.
I don't minimize here. So I'm like, yeah, you know, if you want to go. You know,
that's hilarious.
I'll take you.
You out over east.
I'm impressive.
Because like, I take them to D.C. One of my favorite cities to perform in. They always have the lit crowds. We've always had great shows in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it's dope. It's one of the cities with personality still. If you're like, you in Baltimore, you know you're in Baltimore. A lot of other cities in the U.S., they're interchangeable. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's nothing separating them from any other city in the U.S., but Baltimore is not like that.
Yeah, I love it here.
You don't have, are you from there? Because I don't hear a Baltimore accent.
No, well, my mama's from here. I was born and raised in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So all of my parents is from here, so.
That's
why. So it's like I'm a hybrid. I'm a city country hybrid, but you know, my mom's from here. So when she retired from the military, she came back home and I said, you're not leaving me down here. So I came with her. I should have stayed.
All comedians are military babies. It's crazy.
A lot of them are.
Huh. Yes. I wonder why.
Because well, I'll tell you why. Where, because where like because we have to move so much, we have to, you know, be able to fit in and socially adapt like quickly. So for me, like comedy and my humor was a defense mechanism. So it's like, if I can make them laugh, then they won't laugh at me and they'll embrace me sooner. So that's what it was for me.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Here, you just want to go to the next topic. Shut up.
No, what's the thing with it? What are you doing? Putting an order in? What are you doing?
I was on TooManyFreckles.com. I was trying to see if you could get something taken off.
Yo.
Did you say TooManyFreckles.com?
Why are y'all like this?
This is a toxic work environment, Ty. It really is.
It is.
Who would like to withdraw 30 freckles?
Like, y'all can never, like you always have to be, like, in a fight stance.
And then it's not just
I want you to know something. If I died, right, these people would come to my funeral. They might roast me back to life. I'd be like, bro, this is too funny. Let me get in on this. I don't even expect this to stop in the app. If they come to my funeral and don't, boy, like, boy, you ain't got a little extra piece on the casket, I'm going to be mad in the afterlife. If they don't hit me with at least one or two good barbs at my eulogy, I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh, we definitely going to be there. Your casket going to look like a capital T. We definitely going to be there for that.
It's going to be in the shape of a light bulb.
Kev, this is going to be your casket going to look like.
All right. They're going to bring it. It's not going to be pallbearers. It's going to be a Paul forklift.
You know what hilarious. I think it is?
We separate and then hang out with people that we can't make fun of as much. So then when we come together, it's like, hey, what's up, boy? If you don't get your, it's a release.
That's gotcha. Also true, because when I be on sets with people not from ADD, I be like, whoo, you are lucky.
Like, no one finds this nigga funny. Look at this.
Oh, man, it'd be tough.
Right.
And then you give in and you say something really mean and everybody's just like, dang, Pat, what's going on? And
you're just like, Meg just said this the other day that she had to calm down because she was hanging with her other friends.
And they were like, just
what's
like,
wrong with you?
It's like, oh, you're right. That was mean. I'm sorry.
Meg be on edge.
You right?
You be roasting your homegirls, Meg?
I do. I be roasting them. I do.
I feel like Meg's friends will fan themselves. Like, my word, where did this come from?
The thing is, if you don't be roasting like this, they really probably got nothing to say. If Meg roasted, they'd be like, dang, why are you? I thought we were friends. We
right. Are. Do you even like me?
Like, I'm sorry, I do. I love you. I only roast the ones that I love.
Yeah. That's fine.
Toxic.
It's still toxic. Still mean though. Pat's nose has been running the whole time he got here. He's a 5-year-old refusing to blow his nose too.
It happened 2 times and you're like, oh, you're 6. 6-year-olds are allowed to have runny noses, dang it.
I didn't even know that I didn't even notice you wiped your nose or anything until Tia just said that.
I didn't. Yeah. That's the thing. I went like this.
I'm during the we were filming earlier, and he was like, "Yeah, man." And then they came in, it was like, and then it was like he did it like 10 times. I was like, "Go blow your nose right now. Stop."
How old are you? Blow your nose.
Yo, I don't be blowing. Listen, I do not be blowing my nose.
You don't look like it.
I will not do that.
I do and spit. I don't know.
You probably have skid mark in your drawers too. That's what you look like. All that goes together.
You only take a shower once a day and you only brush your teeth once a day. You got skid marks in your mouth.
Oh, what? In your mouth.
That's from the kimchi M&Ms though.
Oh, that would be so terrible.
Oh, that would be so fire. Kimchi M&Ms?
No. Kimchi and chocolate. Right.
Hey, Meg, I don't know. Do you think Korean barbecues are coming back?
Yeah, why not?
It's too crowded.
I don't know, man.
No, they would do like every other table. They wouldn't do right next to each other.
What? There's like 10 families to one chair. A little Asian boy sat on my lap last time I went to Korean barbecue.
No, they would just put each you know, group on one table. They'd spread you out.
I was more talking about the cooking and the contamination, the way people just think about like buffets and stuff now. Because I can't.
But it's your quarters, table. I wouldn't think about it at all.
But I feel like if I went to quarters right now, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
But it's your table, though, Kev. It's not
that's
like.
That's a good point. It is your. Benihana, sometimes they be having people that aren't with you be sitting with you. But usually.
And I don't think they would do that anymore unless they put y'all across. Because I think it is about 6 feet if you're like across from them on the same table.
Yeah, but so when's the last time you've been to a Korean barbecue and saw like two or three people at a table? It's usually like a huge group and there's multiple people. So either way, even if you're not sitting at the same table, you still got 25, 30 people in one room breathing the same air. It's going to be a while.
I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
There's a Korean barbecue place by my house and they're doing it outside. They cook it inside and then bring it outside. And I was like, that's just a restaurant then. They're doing it in Atlanta, y'all.
It's not even, they literally just space everybody out. So if they can move the tables, they do. If not, they skip tables to make sure there's no people sitting directly next to each other.
Are indoor restaurants open in Atlanta now?
You can dine in and everything, but you have to put your mask on if you're not at your table, basically.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
People just really said like, not enough. This is over.
They don't want to sit down, man. They're tired of being in the house.
Right. People really did that, Pat. They was like, okay, I done. Bye.
Like, no one did that with AIDS. No one was like, all right, it's been 2 years. We're going raw again.
Oh, my God.
People did that.
Huh?
People still risk STDs all the time. If you think about it, if you're having unprotected sex, you're still putting yourself at risk of AIDS.
It's true.
I don't think people think of it like that. They just think, I don't know, gonorrhea, chlamydia, or whatever, but AIDS is a sexually transmitted disease.
It is.
Yeah. HIV is. AIDS is what or comes HIV. From HIV.
Well, actually, the virus, you know what we're talking about, man. You
Shut
know,
up, Kevin.
Everybody knows. Well, sometimes you get HIV and you don't even get AIDS.
Kevin, you need Magic to take Johnson. Deep breaths. You have an enlarged heart, which could fail at any moment. So take deep breaths and don't be talking like that.
Kevin contracted HAM.
I feel like I should have prayed before I got on here.
There ain't enough prayer in the world to survive.
You safe, Ty. You safe today. Now you come on here next week.
Oh, well, cool. I mean, because if y'all want this work,
Ty, don't do that, Ty.
Hey,
come on, Ty.
Sometimes people do that, and then they get to work, and they be like, okay, y'all didn't say y'all was going to do me like that.
I definitely feel like you guys are like, oh, the new girls. She's nice. But if she comes on here again,
everybody gets one pass, Ty. That's what it is. Yeah.
I'm taking my pass.
Pat was like, who is this? Is she free game or we need to take it easy?
Can we mess with her? No? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Talk to me nice, Patrick. Please talk to me nice.
That's funny. So where do we land? We're just looking and analyzing.
This is orientation for me. I'm here for it.
Where do we land, guys?
I'm going intelligent because I want to learn for the rest of my life. I want it. Yeah, that's more interesting.
Are you asking what's worse or what's better?
No. What quality would you prefer in a partner?
Intelligence. I don't even be funny at all the time at home. I just be chilling. So I'd rather have intelligence.
Yeah, I think that would just be to be dumb would be more annoying than somebody just keep bombing jokes. And I feel like if you hang around them long enough, they'll eventually become like a little bit funny to you, at least your sense of humor. So I would say it's better for them to be intelligent.
Oh, that's even worse. If somebody who's not funny, but like, it's one thing to not be funny, but not be trying to be funny. You're just living your life. But if you're not funny and you're trying to be funny, that would drive me out of
the world. Just they keep bombing.
Oh my God. That would drive me crazy.
I'm gonna it's gonna be intelligence for me.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, that's unanimous right there. We got five intelligence right across the board.
Hey, Tom.
Guys, we're gonna move on to the next time.
I knew Cap was gonna do it. I knew it.
He's been doing a great job so far, but he got so excited to transition that he stumbled over his words. There was about three hurdles of words in his mouth. Back to you. Hey, when that girl made that, what was her name? Jazz Jones?
Jazz, or something like that.
I have watched that video so many. Jazz Jones.
What, the compilation of
Jasmine LeBret Jones. Jazzy Jones. When you posted that, I watched it literally probably like 20 times in a row. You could just see all of our faces, we just laugh the same way every time. No, and no matter how hard you try, you always do it.
My favorite part about that is just the silent. Before it even starts. It was one of those videos that was like, how has no one done this already? Like,
I thought the same thing. There was one to hear, man. With the eyelid out of the, I was like, God.
I was trying to say bald eyelid ass girl, and it was like bald.
That is too many words for you at one time.
Man, that L and that D and that B before it just was like
L and that D get you every time.
Saying, like to hear, why aren't like I be seeing them do this to you, and I be rooting for you to hear. I be like, oh, he's gonna like you know what I mean? I feel like you should be like practicing when you're not talking to them.
I'll be rapping in the car. All the rap words right. If I get all the rap words right, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna say these sentences right. It don't work like that.
Don't rap.
I can't remember what word it was
in the car on the way. Ty,
you want to see a Rocky training montage of Tahir reading?
Yes.
Jalapeno. Kettle cooked jalapeno legs. I do good with my words, mama.
Does anyone else picture just hella little Tahir's in his body figuring out the words like as they go out? And they have like a very finite amount of time to put them in the right order. It's just like, wait, not that one yet. Box and the six, the move and the what happened? It's literally
Wheel of Fortune inside of my head. Like they're turning over letters. They're like, wait, that don't make sense. Like, well, it's on the board. Gotta say it.
Not that one yet. Los Angeles and the travel and the box.
Yo, that is such a funny visual of the words coming out of order. Somebody, the four be like, no.
I was still working on this one.
And they're all like little well-dressed to hear.
I bottled it.
We're going to move on to this next topic right after this.
It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I am here to tell you guys about one of our amazing sponsors, Raycon. Now listen, we're all at home. Some of us have more people in the house than what we're used to. When you want to listen to your music, you want to listen to your music. You don't want to hear somebody in the other room, what they're watching on TV, or what the other person in the other room is listening to, or what they might be talking about on the phone. You don't want to hear all of that. You want to hear your music, and you should be able to hear your music uninterrupted. And you definitely can hear your music uninterrupted by getting the new Raycon Everyday E25s. These bad boys right here are the latest model to drop, and let me tell you about it. Now, first of all, everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on them, check out these E25s. Why should we check it out to hear? Well, I'm glad you asked, baby. Now listen, their newest model, the Everyday E25, is their best one to drop yet. 6 hours of playtime. Six of them things, okay? More bass, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and this new compact design is perfect. It is a perfect noise isolating fit. You can't get any better than this. Listen, these earbuds are comfortable. They're perfect for taking phone calls, taking conference calls, virtual calls, whatever you're doing at home. These are the ones that you need to be doing it with. You want to talk about a game changer? These bad boys start at about half the price of some of the other premium earbuds on the line. However, you get the same quality as some of the top brands that you know. Now, you've heard me talk about this 100 times. You know the company was co-founded by Ray J. You know superstars like Brandy, J.R. Smith, Snoop Dogg have endorsed it, and Cardi B, she loves it. But listen, it's nothing like trying it for yourself. So that's what I encourage you guys to do right now. You, yes, you, our listeners, you guys are going to get 15% off right now when you go to buyraycon.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Get your first pair, okay? Experience it for yourself. See what it's like. See what all the hype is about. And I promise you, you won't regret it. So again, get 15% off when you go to buyraycon.com/squad. Do it today and tell them your boy sent ya. It's actually nowhere to say that, but you know, if you want to just send an email, it's like, yo, Tahir killed this. Won't be mad at you. Holla!
Next topic of the day we have. What is worse, a year with no human interaction versus a year on a reality show?
Let's keep talking about the little Tahirs in your body.
This is so funny. Pat, you remember on Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory, the first time the Oompa Loompas came out? That's how they be in Tahir's.
Why are y'all doing this? Why are y'all like, y'all are not good people. Y'all not good
these
people.
These words are coming out of order. Like,
they're like, okay, the sentence is, let's go to a party. Party? Party first. No, not party. Party and the party, Eddie Murphy and the Los Angeles Rams. No, what happened? Welcome to Squadcast. Squadcast? Okay, Squadcast, welcome to the Tahir Moore show, Zoom,
it's just
email.
Oh my God.
Them words be in your mouth like horses at the Kentucky Derby. Like they just waiting to come out all at once. Like y'all gotta go open one at a time. Now I'ma go. I don't care. I'm going.
Like, no, it's like on TV when you watch the state lotto. You know the balls be popping. Anthony's now trying to.
Ty, you got one too? You want to get in on this?
Why? No, because I think you're great. So
no, don't do that. Tell him that
buying
something at IKEA.
It's 3-on-1. Like, what if one of you?
Come on, Ty.
What if one of you were like, you know what? Nah, they got it. Y'all just like, no, my turn. Like, let's hit them. Like,
it's a power.
It's so aggressive.
He can take more.
It makes us want to mess up way less because we know what's coming.
Listen, this is actually light work compared to probably the group text. The group text, they're ruthless too. They're ruthless.
This is how the sentence is coming out. Like, all right, this could be a sentence. There's a sentence in here. Can you make something of it? Podcast and the guests and the
stuff, oh my gosh,
the emails and the waffles, says something there. Just you do something with it.
Pat, I feel like you're lashing out at me because you couldn't have a hot girl summer, and that's not my fault, okay? You out here with your chest all out, your blouse is open, You're trying to get paid. I don't know. It's not my fault, but I know you better calm your little hot ass down.
Oh, snap.
And Ty, that's how it stops.
That's right. Fight back to here.
That's how it stops. When you get us with a good one, it's like, okay,
yeah, carry on. Yeah, fight, just fight back.
Lighting incense and playing the piano naked.
Fresh out the shower, water still wet on his back. He just a silhouette of him playing the piano. You little thot. Look how he's smiling too. So I'm grown. I can do it.
Do that little key thing. Here's our next segment.
Oh my god!
Terrible.
The key of D.
This is extremely aggressive. To hear, I feel like you should have. You should have prepared me a little bit more. I didn't know.
Now you're from Baltimore. The Wire.
Isn't there like a heroin deal happening in your house right now?
That's why she. Her mama got friends in there. That's why she on the porch right now. Her mama's like, get your ass.
First of all, okay. See, okay. This is orientation. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and let you have it. I'm gonna let you.
Don't do it, Ty. Get him, Doug.
Ty's phone's a bug right now.
Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna let y'all be great. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling
There's
you.
There's a young Michael B. Jordan in your project selling heroin right now.
Well, first of all, I am at my mother's house, okay, which is a gated community with no gates. It's really nice here. Okay, it's not a project. It's really
they
nice.
Stole the gates off the projects, Ty.
Really, Tahir? See, this is what I'm talking about.
I didn't say anything except for what you
fight
said.
Fight back, Ty. Fight back.
I had your back.
Get him, Doug.
Get him, Doug.
I just landed another joke that didn't work. Maybe I should wrap it up.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Hey, the police are watching her through the window like, yeah, she's still doing the podcast. No activity yet.
One with nobody in here.
Look, I'm on my balcony because my mother doesn't respect my career and she keeps interrupting me. She be photobombing and video bombing and trolling me when I'm trying to create content. I was on Instagram Live one night and she pops in with maracas just shaking them in the background. It's embarrassing. I just wanna do what I'm doing. Don't come out here. So
your mama be flashing you while you on live. She be like, look, then walk away.
Yeah, like she came out here one night with a guitar and I'm like, man, why are you?
That's hilarious.
Your mom getting you back for all the years you did that to her while she was on the phone. That's all that is, right?
And
there.
I just don't feel like it's fair. I feel like at this point, you should get over it. You should heal. You should be better. You know? I have children of my own. Like, why are you doing this? Like, I have a grandchild. Like, stop it, mom. You know, grow up.
What? You a grandma?
Yeah, well, you know. Don't ask a lot of questions.
Grandma Davis.
Don't do that.
Is your grandfather
the information and then told you don't ask no questions?
Because then people start doing math and, well, how old are you? And how old are, hey, I was a fast learner, okay? I grasped, concepts and dicks quickly. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Concepts and dicks? That's funny. That's how we fire
on this podcast. You can definitely say that, Ty.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure.
Wait, what was the question?
Huh?
What was the question?
What's worse, a year with no human interaction versus a year on a reality show?
I didn't even hear that.
What kind of reality show?
Like, is it like Love & Hip Hop?
It's one where there's always cameras in your face. You have no personal
time. Like Big Brother?
Yeah, like all through your house, confessionals, bathroom, all of it. There's no problem.
So, Meg, you'd be in the Real Housewives of Shanghai.
And all y'all gonna laugh at him.
I didn't laugh at it because that's racist, Pat. Do
that's
better.
That's not even Korea.
we reached the line.
No, that's from Korea. You should have said the Real Housewives of Seoul.
I don't know that. That's the only Korean city I know.
Shanghai is not in Korea.
It's Chinese. It's in
China. I didn't know I was supposed to go on Wikipedia before. it's over there.
I think, man, I enjoy solitude, but a year of solitude, I feel like would probably drive me crazy more than a year of being around people.
Let me tell you something, Kev. I didn't know, you know, I don't like people. You know, I like my
time
alone in a hotel room, got my music, all that. It wasn't until this quarantine when I was like, bro, I really do like people.
You know what it is here? Well, I think you might be able to go with people when you want them and then be alone when you want. It's
on my own terms.
Not having it when you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the first couple weeks of quarantine, we're like, oh, great, family time. But then, like, after like a month, 2 months, it was like, oh my God. What,
bro? They loud.
I don't want to know them like this. I don't want to know my family like this at all. I'm like, it's too much togetherness. I don't like it.
Toddlers are jerks.
Are you talking? Meg, no lie, Meg. I kid you not. One of the first things I thought of is like, if my kids were your son's age, it would be way harder to be with them all day. Like, my boys are pretty much, they be in their room pretty much all day. They come out
little men
to grab food. I mess with them sometimes, but other than that, they don't have to be cooked for. They'll be like, is there food? There's food. You know what I'm saying? Like, but a toddler, you have to cook for him. You have to play with him. You have to change his, or you had to change his diaper.
No, you don't have to. Way more if I don't, then the people gonna get called.
Man.
I don't have to.
Wait. Even if you're like a stay-at-home mom, you could go to the park before or have play dates. You couldn't do none of that for months.
Nah.
You can't really. You're still not supposed to if you want to be safe.
No, but listen, I haven't been outside.
I have been staring him in his face and calling on the name of Jesus and praying, Lord, if you don't save me right now, we not gonna make it through. And I'd be like staring him in his face. He'd be so like,
Meg, can you imagine if you were still in your apartment in LA and not in a house in Atlanta?
Nah, I'd have been, no. So, well, somebody would not have made it. I probably would be here today. I would have taken my own life. Something would have happened.
I'm here with my teenager. She's 16. She doesn't bother me much. It's my mother that's driving me crazy.
Hilarious.
Like all day it's turn the air on, turn the air off. Then she accused me of running up her gas and electric bill, and she doesn't even call my equipment by the right name. She's like, you leave your lightning ring running all night. First of all,
lightning ring?
It's a ring light, okay? And this is not why your bill is high. Your bill is high because you're turning the air on and off all night long, lady. Leave me alone. You know,
your lightning ring on all night.
Fell asleep with the lightning ring on one time, and she will never let me live it down.
You be over there casting your pods all day with the lightning ring and carrying on, and that's why the bill's high.
The really young that will mess you up during
the and then she's like, and then she sings. She sings songs, okay? So this is what she likes to do. She gets on the YouTube at 3 o'clock in the morning, pulling up music videos, and she's singing, but she's got her headphones on. So you can't hear what she's singing. So it's like, guess that tune, but it sounds terrible. One night at 3 o'clock in the morning, I am awakened by her singing Benny and the Jets. Benny and the goddamn Jets. I used to like that song, and now I don't. Oh my, it's like...
Hilarious. She sounds hilarious.
Like
such
she's
a random
me.
Song to wake up to though at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I recorded a video of it and I posted it on my Instagram so people could see how I'm being emotionally terrorized here. And then Black is King came out and she keeps singing all of the Beyonce songs. I'm sick of it. Okay.
That's hilarious.
I need help. Help me.
My family is singing all the songs from Hamilton. Like every day I walk in the house, and they be like, Adam Burr, sir. Like, and they do the whole.
Hey, Tom. It's Aaron Burr. It looks like Tahir said.
Why didn't you let him have it? Why couldn't you let him?
That was Aaron's younger brother. They often got confused with Aaron, but Aaron Burr is the one who shot Alexander Hamilton. But Tahir just cared about Alexander Ham.
Come on, Tahir.
A ton.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Sitting out here.
Do you like Hamilton, or you didn't like it because your daughter keeps singing it?
I liked it. I thought it was dope.
Oh, but just because she keeps singing it, it's annoying you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually impressed, though. She learned all the words. Like, she knows all the words to all the raps. Like, she would really be spinning all through the house. And, yeah,
I just be reading
I'm actually impressed by it. She just runs into the ground.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
What about this question, though?
Hold on. Like, the reality show or no interaction, human interaction?
Oh, yeah.
How is this reality show?
Is it a reality show?
It's Big Brother. Cameras like everywhere hours, all the time.
24 hours a day, no privacy?
All the time.
Nah, the reality show is horrible for me. I'm good on that. I'd take a year of isolation.
Nah, I can't do
really?
That.
Yeah. I enjoy being alone. Like
people in prison say they prefer to just be with everybody where it's more dangerous than solitary confinement. So that's when I was because you think like just put me in solitary confinement. I ain't trying to get beat up, but it seems like everybody in there says it's hell. So I'm good.
Well, it's prison, so.
They say you have to build a house brick by brick in your mind so your mind doesn't go to gelatin.
I wonder if it would make a difference though, depending on where you were at. Like if you were on a remote island that had like endless food and fruit and you could easily get fish, like would it still be as terrible?
Yes.
I mean, you still be talking to a basketball at some point.
Name Wilson.
Because it's like it seems like we need that interaction. So I don't think it's about pretty.
There's a study that's out. I think like even the UN, the World Health Organization, whatever. They're only allowed to, I think they have something that says you can only have people be in isolation by themselves for 2 weeks. Anything outside of that is like a criminal. It's a crime. And that's we in this country will put people, because it messes with your mind. Like it will, if you watch that Khalif Browder documentary, it was like a doctor on there that said like, when you don't have human interaction, it literally changes the formation of your brain.
Because the guy who stole the backpack?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
He didn't steal that backpack.
That's crazy that that happened to him.
And they put him in there for like.
About that was his bail was only like $500, and he couldn't get.
And couldn't get out.
That was the worst part about that.
God, that would be the worst way to lose your kid is that you couldn't come up with the funds to get them out because they just kept putting him in solitary, right?
Yep. And they kept delaying his trial for like 3 years. He just stayed in solid. And like, so of course that messes with your brain. You start thinking differently. It just changes. So I feel like even if you were in like a city, but there was like nobody there, you could just like go do whatever you want, to the gym, watch movies, whatever. But you were by yourself. I think it would still mess you up. So I couldn't do a year. I think y'all would just have to see how much I really do fart on Big Brother. Cause I'm taking that route.
But to be fair, it would mess with you to be on camera 24 hours a day too. That would also, right.
The difference is you're living life. It's just being filmed. Yeah. And after a while, people that are on Big Brother will tell you, you start to forget because it's so normal. You start to forget that you're on camera. You just living your life.
What about like nighttime when it's time to like sleep? Do they film them sleeping too?
If they leave that room, they do. Anytime you make a movement, they're going to film you.
There's just a cameraman in there for 8 hours a night?
No, they have like a
camera in the roof. I mean, in the ceiling. I'm sorry.
But if you think about like the positive things that come out of being alone, because I think people confuse being alone with being lonely, Yeah. And like, you know, because we're public people, like I cherish the alone time more. Like whenever I'm traveling and on the road, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I miss my kid. I miss my kids because I got two of them. I said one, like I didn't have the other one. Sorry if she watches, my bad. But she knew what I meant. But you know, it's like, I mean, she's grown. She's all right. So it's just like, you know, I don't miss, it's like, yes, finally, peace and quiet.
Yo,
I don't have anybody bothering me and touching me and talking to me. Like, I love
it. Ty, me and Tahir were on tour together earlier this year, and the first weekend, it was just me and him. We had our own rooms. He was like, okay, you know, tell me how you feel, but do we have to, like, hang out during the day? Do we gotta eat? I was like, Tahir, we don't have to see each other until the show starts again. And he was like, whew, good. Because bro, he'd be in his room. Sometimes we'd be in rooms right next to each other and would not even come out and talk until it was time to go to the show. Bro, that was when the world was the way it used to be. But bro, I would be in there watching The Office, watching Netflix, playing FIFA. Sometimes I go to the movies by myself. I went and saw Uncut Gems one time. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go grab some food, come back. Bro, I seen Tahir. He was like, hey, I'm going to CVS. You need anything? Oh, yeah, man. Grab me some cereal. It was like literally we were not tripping. Then when we got together, it was fun again.
Yeah.
And then we were
that's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's tally it up. What we got?
Tally it up.
Okay. I said let's.
Shut up.
When all else fails, throw a shut up.
Man, shut up and get you out of there every time. That's next go to.
Man, shut up, you ugly. She love that.
Absolutely.
So what you got?
I'm going with the reality show. Y'all just gonna have to really see how much I do be farting for real and how
okay.
much.
Okay,
that's your only fear. That's your only fear of being caught up farting.
A lot.
If you're being filmed 24 hours a day, the only thing you're afraid of that coming out is
farting a lot poop. For real.
I was about to say.
Yeah, big, that's about it.
Big booming. Where the her husband or her fiance be like, is the baby sick?
I ain't sick. And then I'd be like leaving it under the covers to be petty.
Next topic, B Lou. Next topic.
Please.
Cam, what you going with?
It's which is worse?
Yeah.
No, which one would you rather have, right?
I'd rather be with the people for a year than to be alone for a year.
Okay.
I'd rather be alone.
Okay, Pat?
I think I'd rather do the reality show, because even though we said all that other stuff, I assume you're getting paid for the reality show, too.
That's a good point.
Wait, which one are you going to be on, Pat? Love and Incense?
Love and Incense. That was so good.
Wow. What I like is a good sandalwood. You know, a lot of people like to go straight to the Nag Champa, but I like a good sandalwood.
The musk.
Sandalwood is such an intense scent.
I'm not really a candle person. All the wood wicks and all that. Nah. Give me some incense.
That's the whole show. That's the whole
right here.
Describing which one?
Yo, all the drama being about incense. Listen, when I blew out my sandalwood, it had 78% left. When I come back, it's 50%. I know who was using my incense.
Let me tell you something. This is why I don't fuck with Craig. He knows my spot is in front of the Comedy Store. And what I do, I pull up and see him with a goddamn table in front of the Comedy Store. That's my turf, motherfucker. Take the Mad Champa down to the Laugh Factory.
Ah!
The produced up fights coming up next.
Man, fuck sandalwood.
Love and incense. Oh man, that was good.
That was really good.
I'm gonna go with the reality show too. So it looks like it's 4-1. Sorry, Ty. Reality shows, take it. We're going to get started on this next topic. right after this.
Hey, yeah, baby. Winning season returns at my bookie, so you already know what that means. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Who doesn't want to do that? Come on. You know you want to double up. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. And at my bookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team march on to victory against their rivals. It's rejoicing time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to celebrate the NFL season. You got to trust yourself, okay? It's time to invest in your intuition. Use the promo code SQUAD, that's S-Q-U-A-D-D, and you will double your first deposit. That's right, double up. New players get up to $1,000 in free play. And this is designed to add more excitement to your sports, the sports that you already love, the games that you already bet on. Why not? Come on, get with the program, baby. I'm talking about live betting to championship futures. Every play you want to make is waiting for you at my bookie. I'm going to break it down to the very last compound and make it very simple for you. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Cha-ching! Not only that. Use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and double your first deposit. Your winning season starts today. It begins right now, and it's only at mybookie.ag. Again, that's mybookie.ag, M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E.ag. And don't forget to use the promo code SQUAD and get to double your first deposit. Holla at your boy.
Last topic of the day. Which do you prefer, glasses versus contacts?
There he is. It happened. Glasses, a little to here has got it together.
I've seen Megs on that rice wine today.
Drinking it like a true cage fight in big, intensive sips.
Yo, let me tell you rice what, wine. Though. I am not going to hold y'all. I don't, I'm not saying this is Korean, but I thought sake was just like, oh, sake with dinner. Woo! Let me tell you something. Sake don't be playing with y'all out in these streets. Sake will take your whole conscience away. You be like, dang, why am I naked in the street?
Did you do cold or hot?
Cold. I've done both, actually.
I like hot.
I've never
done my day. You know, Korean version of sake is soju. And my dad said when he was stationed, like in the late 70s, 80s, when he went to Korea and was stationed there, he was like, the first day that you get there, there's like orientation for the soldiers. He said they had a whole section on soju, which is like, for you all that have never had soju, we just have to let you soldiers know if you drink it for a whole day, like you probably will be passed out for an entire day. If any of your fellow soldiers are passed out for an entire day, do not bring them to the hospital unless it has been 2 days.
You were breathing on soju?
Soju will mess you up because it's so sweet. You forget the potency, especially when we have Korean barbecue. They'd be like, another round. You're like, oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, what happened to you?
Kevin, have you ever been drunk in your life?
Yeah, remember he was drunk in... Oh, you weren't there. He was drunk in New York. It was great.
No, I was there. He was tipsy. I didn't think he was that drunk.
Oh,
like,
no. Pat, that was nothing.
That was nothing, really?
You've been drunk before?
No, what?
I've never seen Kev drunk. Now, Kev had sat down at a bar with me, and I tried to get him drunk. I had Kev going off those G&Ts. Those gin and tonics was
that's another thing that will sneak up on you.
You drank a gin and tonic?
I was like, man,
gin and tonic is great. I thought I said that before. Gin and tonic is one of the few drinks that tastes pretty consistently everywhere you get it. It tastes the same. Yep. From a bar to an airplane to Spain, everybody has that and knows how to make that, and it's pretty consistent.
Gin will make you sin, Kevin.
It will. And
yes, it does. Expensive. I'm here for all of that.
With your cubs. Feeding your cubs gin and tonics till they pass.
Put it in baby bottles too, mix it with a little formula.
You predator.
Come here, let mama talk to you. Have you ever had this before? No? Take a sip of that. You like it? No. Lay down.
Bumpy lay knuckle down. Gin too. She gets that Seagram's.
Seagram's is definitely my go-to. Yes.
One time, my grandma, I found a bottle of Seagram's behind her TV, warm. and it was like fire. Yeah, she just had it like behind the TV. And you know, the TV's back, them TVs were always hot. So it was like, bruh, me and my brother tasted it. It was literally the worst thing ever.
And that's how she drank it with no ice?
I think it just fell back there.
That was her hiding spot.
Yeah, I think she was hiding. Yeah.
Because I got a bottle of vodka by the couch right now. Sometimes you just got to, you know, take a little taste real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? When I first had alcohol, I didn't know that vodka and gin were like not the same thing. So I was at this party and the vodka ran out. So I was just like, oh, you know what? Give me some of that gin. And I filled it up as much as I filled up the vodka, right? Next thing you know, I was in here opening the cabinets in the kitchen, singing in them. And they were like, what is wrong with you? I was like,
that's what type of drunk you are? You sing in the empty cabinets?
Yes.
That's a lot of fun.
I sing, I do, I dance, like everything.
Yes. Meg opened the cabinet and was like, sweet home Alabama.
No, she opened them and was like, Gundam style.
I hate you.
Come on.
Everybody. Love how ready you guys are at all times. I love that. I love it.
You have to be. Ty, you cannot like drop your guard with this group for anything.
Have you ever had anybody on here and then like something like they get involved and then they hit you up like, yo, don't ever call me to do this ever again. Like, has that ever happened? Like, nah.
No,
man,
we can tell
that.
On camera. We can.
Yeah,
tell
we don't. We don't have to wait for that call. We just be like, yeah, they weren't ready for that.
Yeah, we can tell. You can always tell.
It was the same thing on wrestling though. Some people who were like. Got big on the internet for roasting. They came and roast me, and they were just like,
I don't like it here.
Roast Me is one of the shows that watching it looks a lot easier than it is. When you be in there, you be like, oh, I thought this was funny in my head. And when it comes out and it don't be, and when they all get on you at once, it's like getting jumped verbally.
You can tell by someone's third joke whether they're enjoying themselves or not. There'd be that time
see, that's the thing.
They let that third one off and they're like, I'm going to shut up for the rest of the day. Whatever
yeah,
this is,
see, people I'm not think they can
in.
Do, like, I love that. I love when people think they can do, like, certain stuff, like, especially, like, stand up. I'm like, oh, so you can, all right, well. Go ahead and
but
do
sometimes
it.
You don't know go until ahead. You fail, though. Sometimes you don't know until you fail.
That's true. Because there's
you can be the funniest person in your town, funniest person in your crew, and somebody mm-hmm. give you a shot, and you go and try. You be like, "Ooh, I was not ready. Bruh. Not ready for that at all."
People hit Pat up a million times. He put them on Roast Me. They died. They never talked to any. They never
talked to me again.
Wow.
Because usually it's like, man, I had some fun, man. Like, you know, get me on. Then, you know, there's people who clearly did not have fun, but they still wanted to be in it. And they'll be like, yo, get me on the next one. But a lot of people, you could tell, like I said, by that third joke, be like, they're not going to hit me up again.
I know some people, like, there's some people I personally, I don't like them as humans at all. And I'd love to give them your information and have them come on and die. I would love to see that. Like, so if you
it's
need
worse
next,
now,
let me know.
With Battlegrounds, a death that is one
I worse. Told you, I Pat hit me up for Battlegrounds. I was like, nah. No.
I don't want to do it. I got tricked
I'm not
by
good
head.
Enough.
I didn't trick
that.
You.
I got tricked by me.
It's a spotlight on you. There's no more hiding within the group. Even when I designed it, I was like, I don't even know if I would do this.
No, you said you wouldn't. I tried to put you on it. You were like, no, I'm not going to do my own show.
I'll be in the next round.
I don't want to be on the next round.
I'd be watching that, and I'd be like, I would do even worse than the worst person.
Yeah, it's tough.
By yourself?
I tried to think of it out so people would be like, don't bring Tahir back. And they still was like.
No, you tried to be funny. You just stunk it up. Don't try to fix it up.
And again. Don't do that.
I tried to not be funny. Head. You know you didn't do that. You went as hard as you could. It just didn't work out. That's okay.
No, I intentionally only wrote three jokes for each person. I knew everything else was gonna be trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should hear like the ones that didn't make it.
Like at any point, has any of you guys been like, all right, that's too far. Like, has anybody ever come to their limit out of like, hey, all right, stop.
No,
but they should have. And in one episode, everybody was going at Brody. I was on the sideline like, throw the towel in. Go to commercial.
And there are a couple people who left mad.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roast me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, you know how, like, you've seen comedians bomb and then leave without saying anything to people?
Oh.
Just like that.
Oh, okay. Now you like, hey, he gone? Yeah, he ain't signed no paperwork. Yeah. You don't even pay me for that. It was that.
When they stop laughing at the jokes that go against them and then they just leave, I'm like, yeah.
That's why when I be on there,
he
like.
Gonna cry.
He gonna cry in the car.
He gonna cry in the car.
I think it's easier for me because I don't mind being the butt of the joke. If it's funny, it's funny. Whether I'm saying it or I'm receiving it, I'd be like, yeah, that's hilarious. I thought I had heard all the big head jokes in the world, and Roast Me taught me there's plenty. There's so many more. There's
that's my favorite. My favorite thing to watch is someone who's new or someone who's just on the show, and people start getting on them about something that they didn't even know about themselves. And they'll get hit with it, and they'll be like, I don't have a big pinky finger. And then they're just like looking, around, and then everybody, it just keeps going. They're like, and then they get like real quiet, like, dang, I didn't even know that.
That is so funny, because I was prepared for the big head jokes. I was not prepared for the my wife beats me jokes. And I think it was Craig. Craig said something that was the most creative thing. That man said, Kev get drunk off root beer and beat his wife. And I was just like, this it works on so many levels. I was like, yo, y'all are really creative.
It sucks.
That's a show I'd rather watch than participate in, because it'd be tough, man.
I wouldn't want to do it. Nope.
It's a different feeling, man. All right, well, let's go ahead and tally it up. What we looking like?
Wait, did we even do the last one?
I don't even remember. You see that?
What is it?
The glasses versus contact.
We didn't even talk about that.
Glasses?
Right.
Oh, save that for another day. I don't even remember you introducing that at all. I literally don't know how we never got. I don't think even one person said anything about
that.
No,
we didn't.
It's a story.
No, we didn't.
Oh, you know what? Meg started drinking that rice wine, and it was off the rails from there.
We started talking about soju.
I don't think that'd probably be a record for us not even touching the subject at all.
Right. We didn't at all.
It's a skill. It is a skill.
Wow.
To have a podcast with a subject that's never talked about. That's hilarious.
Low-key, sometimes when we're doing this, I'd be forgetting we're even shooting a podcast. I just feel like we'd be talking to each other. I'd be forgetting that this is even content until it comes out on Monday. I'd be like,
it's disguised as a podcast.
It's bored in a house and a half bored.
Hey guys, that's what it is,
man. We're talking about today.
Oh my gosh. That's so
well, weird. I'm going to say glasses because I have mine on.
I like no contacts, been rocking them since the eighth grade.
I don't like touching my eyeballs.
That's my thing.
Meg, you wear contacts?
Yeah, I've been wearing them like forever. I have glasses too. I wear them like twice a month, but for the most part, I wear contacts every day.
Are they shaped like this?
Racist.
Pat.
That's
not
so
okay.
Bad.
Pat is wrong with you.
That's a thin, skinny contacts. That's hilarious.
You don't like Asian people.
No. That was bad. No. No. I'm clutching my imaginary pearls.
North Korea. I'm not coming home to you.
Oh my God, you racist.
All right.
That's why your titty's small.
You said my titties are small? I didn't even know that was. Is that an insult?
I don't know why that was so funny to me, but that
was I insulted by that?
Hey! I didn't even see it coming.
That was creative. I didn't even know that
was it. What is wrong with
you guys? Are great.
Bro.
That's like saying
this is the highlight of my day.
It's like, wait, no, it's not. Wait a minute.
That's the thing about Roast Me you just said.
Oh my god.
Like, wait,
they're big.
I have big voluptuous titties.
Eight.
I'm gonna get some work done.
Oh. Well, listen, that's been another episode of Squadcast.
Wait, did everyone give theirs?
No.
I thought the rest of them was gonna.
Does it matter?
Cares, man. Don't nobody care about
just
that.
Just finish it up, okay?
LASIK.
Finish.
I'm gonna do both.
I wanted
man.
To know what they think.
I would do contacts. I hated glasses. Contacts were way better for me.
Yeah, I do contacts. I still wear glasses every day, but I like contacts because I like being able to take on glasses off of still CTV.
Glasses can't change people's eye color, though, and that's freaky to me.
What?
How like that when people just put in different eye colors?
I don't like that.
You did?
Yeah, I used to wear the color contacts. They were a thing when I was in...
Wait, what color did you wear? You were hazel green, or gray?
Hazel. You know it was hazel.
I was
going to
say, I felt like it was hazel.
You know all the... Oh,
Kevin, no, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did
You know
not.
I did
Where's
to hear.
Where's these pictures?
You're a trend. I don't know if I had... I don't think I had... This was before the invention of digital cameras or the... Proliferation.
It was a wind, click, 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 wind. Disposable.
I don't think I've ever.
No, he put the fan to put over his head.
All right. My MySpace page. But this was pre-social media. This was in either in high school or very beginning.
You gotta find some of these pictures, bro.
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Are you at least use that? Can you use the little filter that changes your eye color so we can see what you would have looked like?
What filter is that? Is that on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
I don't like when people be like putting in like deep blues and deep greens and stuff. It made me look weird.
I used to wear the gray ones.
Freckles, man. You don't have freckles. Leave our freckle gang alone, bro.
Freckle gang?
Freckle gang, man. We out here spotting.
People are tattooing freckles on them now.
That's ridiculous. I think that's dumb. I hate it.
That's too much, bro.
Oh, I got it right now, Meg. I found that this is what I used to look like.
Take a picture.
Are you trying to do sexy eyebrows? You see him trying to do the sexy?
Ugly. Duck lips.
You ugly.
That was the picture, Kevin.
I'm about to.
Your face is like so. Oh my god.
This is low-key exactly what I used to look like with no beard though.
Oh my god.
You look like every church boy that sing in the choir.
Know, Meg, you know we was all thought we was killing with this.
Playing face for the
Your
for the
face church. Literally looks like it says, so we gonna get food or not. That's literally what you look like.
We eating or not. Can you sing, Kev?
Huh?
Can you sing?
No.
He can hold a tune.
Oh, I can't.
Because it was very like soul for real in the face.
I love.
It was definitely Candy Rain. I like it.
No.
Wow, these filters are freaky, yo. That fact that it fits perfectly in your eye is kind of crazy.
The fact that you can distort your face and give yourself a full thing of makeup just from a filter is kind of creepy. The catfish is real.
I've been using it all the time.
I'm a cat, like, no, you're going to get this raw face. This is what I look like, so.
You had a red wig on in your profile thing at the beginning of it.
Well, first of all, it's a weave, not a wig, and there's a difference. I feel attacked, okay? I wanted to be a redhead, and I didn't want to dye my whole hair red. That's when I was going through my red hair. I'm super sexy, superhero phase of life, and I'm better now. Thanks. I'm blonde.
Was this when Rihanna was doing her red hair?
No, and she's not the pioneer of anything, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was tripping.
I have to urinate.
All right, y'all.
We'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you so much for the suggestions. Keep sending them to my inbox, man. Thank y'all for watching. Special thanks to our special guest, Ty Davis.
Thanks for having me.
To like, subscribe, and share the video. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
Bye, Ty.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.